It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Okay, ladies, for today's lesson, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 through 12. I've entitled our lesson today, Do You Boldly Testify for Christ? So that's going to be the 14th test that we've been looking at as we've been going through these series of tests in 1 John, checking to see what a true and false convert looks like. And this one is going to be about our bold testimony for Christ. So let's go ahead and read what John's going to tell us about this topic. Starting in verse 5, Who is the one who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. So here we're going to look at a couple of concepts. And remember, our overarching theme is going to be, do you boldly testify for Christ? So we're looking at our profession and faith and if we boldly stand for that. Picking back up on the theme of being an overcomer, I want to kind of touch on that because in verse 5, we kind of started out there and I reread that again. I know we covered that back in lesson 17, but I wanted to pick back up on that theme because as you remember, being an overcomer is being born again. And so that is going to give us the boldness to be a bold testimony for Christ. And that's why we're going to tie all that in here together. In these passages, we're going to focus on our testimony for Christ. And there are two kinds of testimony being presented here. In verses 6 through 9, it focuses on the external. Verses 10 through 12 are going to be the internal portions of the testimony. And here we see in verse 6 through 8 a lot of talk about blood and water. John is using these two things to affirm Christ's deity by both his baptism of water and his death by using the imagery of blood on the cross, his blood on the cross. Both of these events signify who Christ was. We remember that it was John the Baptist who baptized Jesus, and he knew right off with a supernatural knowledge that it was the Messiah who came to him that day when he said, Behold, it is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, back in John's Gospel. So by using the external testimonies of these two events, we know that Christ is deity and he is who he says he is. So by that, we can be bold in our testimony for Christ, knowing that what we're saying is true. And then verse 7 uses that phrase of three that testify. And you kind of see that there in verse 7, where it talks about the Spirit and the water and the blood and the three being in agreement. And there's this continual theme here going on of three testifying. Well, what is that all about? I know that was my thoughts when I first read that. The Old Testament law required the evidence of two or three witnesses to establish the truth on a particular matter. And that's what one of the commentaries I read stated. And I found that to be really helpful because, you know, we have to keep in mind how John is writing this and who he was writing this to at the time. So that would have been a very common thing for them to understand, this whole concept of three testifying on something, making it and being in agreement with something. Verse 10 picks up on the internal testimony of a believer. I want to go back and read that just so we can remember what's being said there. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. So that's an internal testimony going on. They're talking about something going on in the life of a believer. It's not necessarily a proclamation where it's an external testimony as we just saw in the previous verses. And it's telling us that if you do not believe he is the Son of God, then you're a liar and not a believer. And that's something we need to think about. How many times have we heard John use that phrase of, you make God a liar, or you are a liar if you do not believe such and such. And I love that language that he uses there, because it's pretty clear. If we do not believe who Jesus is and who he said he was, well, then we're blaspheming. We're not saying that God was who he was. And we need to be very careful of that in our testimony. We don't ever want to be leaning towards that direction or give that impression that we don't believe the full counsel of God. We want to be very bold in our testimony. And, you know, by rejecting Jesus, like I said, you are blaspheming God, and that's not a good place to be in. You don't want to ever find yourself in that trap. And verses 11 and 12 remind us that if we have Christ, we have eternal life. If we have that promise and we agree with God about who Jesus is, we have hope, we have life, and we have boldness. That's how we get that boldness in our testimony. I know a lot of people, when they first come to Christ, they're very on fire and they get very excited to share their testimony, and that's wonderful. We should never lose that. But I think as we go along in our walk, oftentimes we see people just kind of die out in that boldness for Christ. And I want to use this verse as a reminder that we have eternal life in Christ. We have a hope in him that we don't have in anything else. And we should be bold in our proclamation of that and where we are headed for eternity because of our belief in Christ and the repentance of our sins. So therefore, just to summarize this, a believer's testimony in Christ will make you bold for the gospel. We can often fear man, but remember this test, that the next time that you're afraid, that you don't have to fear man because you have the Holy Spirit within you. Go back to similar passages that we have studied about greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. That's a really good reminder key text to think about next time you're evangelizing or trying to witness to someone and you might have that sudden fear of man and the rejection that you might get from that person. Don't let that hinder you from going ahead with your witnessing efforts. You want to remember the boldness that you have in Christ, and let these passages that we've just studied in today's lesson help affirm that in you and give you a little bit more of that conviction to press on. And I want to just look at some verses that talk about boldness as we affirm our testimonies in Christ. I think they'll be really helpful for all of us just to kind of think about some of these. And I'm just going to read them down in a list. First off, we're going to look at Ephesians 3:12 when it says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him." Acts 28:31, "Proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." I love that verse. That's a really good one. Like I was just saying, when you're going in witnessing opportunities and you might have a fear of man, just think about Acts 28:31 the next time you want to get scared. We look at Acts 4:29, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness." Let that one encourage you as well, especially in this culture that we're in right now where Christians are being persecuted for what they say. And this is a really good verse to remind us that we are to press on. And we can look at Proverbs 28:1, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." And then if we come down and we look at Psalm 138:3 in the verses I'm showing to you today, "On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul, you increased." That's a comforting passage as well, that we can look at that and be affirmed in what it is that we're doing for Christ, that we can be strengthened by the word of God. And I will pop these verses into the study notes today so that you can look at those a little more in depth. I think that they're really encouraging, and I've got a few more that I want you to look at as you go through those study notes today. So I hope this test was a good one for you. I hope that you passed it. And maybe you're just have been feeling a little weak in your proclamation of Christ. And I hope that this one was an encouragement to you. So as we look at this test, this was test 14. Do you boldly testify for Christ? And you can find this lesson on naomistable.com under the Bible Studies tab.